As you may remember, Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard wasn't at the Trump inauguration last week. She was somewhere else, Syria. Now we know the secret trip included a meeting with Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. Civil Beat reporter Chad Blair has a reality check.
Yes, although Beth-Ann, we don't know too much more about the trip, but Tulsi Gabbard did in fact meet with President Assad. No details about what they had to say, but she did say that the opportunity presented itself. She hadn't planned to meet with him, but in fact did. As we all know, Assad has been charged with a number of things: human rights violations, abuse, murdering dissidents, and of course the state of Syria right now is an absolute civil war and a humanitarian crisis with all the refugees.
Which is why she said in the interview that was on CNN and others that, you know, that she was going to Syria to be able to see the Syrian people firsthand and right. to understand what was happening there. But the secrecy that surrounded this trip and the fact that she did, in fact, meet with President Assad has got a lot of people seemingly rankled over this and very confused as to why this would be something that she would do unilaterally.
Right. And I think there will be some more information. Her office is saying that they, as any congressperson has to do, they got to report details of the trips coming for them. At least one other media source is saying that it was an Arab American community center in Ohio that paid for the event, paid for the trip. We don't know much more about that. But we can tell you that Tulsi Gabbard has definitely opposed intervention on behalf of the rebels, specifically U.S. intervention. She's sponsoring a bill to not have the U.S. Give money to these groups that are trying to overthrow Assad. But remember, Barack Obama wanted Assad to step down. He famously drew the line in the sand about the poison weapons and, of course, didn't follow through with that. Remember as well that Gabbard met with Donald Trump early on after the election to caution him, to try and get him to not side with the defense hawks, if you will, and to stay out of Syria. She's strongly opposed to what she calls counterproductive regime change wars.
But again, going through all of that and why she did this unilaterally seems to be the real question.
I think so. Our Kirsten Downey in D.C., she did talk to Conlene Hanabusa, Gabbard's Democratic colleague from Hawaii, who said it was an unusual trip. One wonders whether the U.S. position might change towards Syria under a Trump administration, and we'll see whether that's favorable. But this is – she has gotten a lot of attention, not just CNN. Tulsi Gabbard, as we know, has an ability to get a lot of attention, period, in a number of different forms. But this is a truly unusual situation. To meet with someone who's accused of being a mass murderer is remarkable.
But your point about the attention again goes back to the question about, is that why she did this unilaterally? Well, I guess we're going to have to wait and see what further details emerge. But thanks very much for this morning.
You're welcome, Beth.
We'll talk to you tomorrow. Chad Blair joins us every day from Civil Beat.